This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand and Speaker Debraj Ghimire hold talks at Balwatar. All 10 parliamentary committees under the House of Representatives hold their first meeting today. And at least 6 people dead and more missing in New Zealand hostel fire. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand and Speaker Debraj Ghimire held a meeting today. In the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar, issues such as making the operation of the House effective and finalising the pending bill in the Parliament were discussed. In the meeting, Prime Minister Prachand expressed his hope that after the committee meetings started today, the Parliament will have a rhythm and it will be easy to finalise the pending bills in the Parliament. Prime Minister Prachand also informed Speaker Ghimire that the government is preparing to present its policies and programs on May 19th. Likewise, Speaker Ghimire thanked Prime Minister Prachand for the support received from the government and the political parties for running the House effectively. Speaker Ghimire informed that the parliamentary committee meetings have started enthusiastically from today and said that the Parliament Secretariat has already prepared the policy and program and the budget. During the meeting, Speaker Ghimire also mentioned that he believes that the Prime Minister will take seriously the complaints of the lawmakers about the issues raised in the Parliament. The meetings of all the 10 thematic committees under the House of Representatives has started today. The meeting of the thematic committees under the House of Representatives was held under the chairmanship of the senior members of the committee. In the first meeting of the committee, senior members welcomed the members and introduced each other and informed them about the scope of the committee. Parliamentary committees have been assigned the responsibility of finalising the bill sent by the House of Representatives for discussion after being registered in the Parliament Secretariat and discussing various issues within the scope. Thematic committees under the House of Representatives are the Finance Committee, International Relations Committee, Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee, Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee, Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee, Women and Social Affairs Committee, State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Development and Technology Committee, Education and Health Committee and Public Accounts Committee. Assistant Foreign Minister of Australia Tim Watts has arrived on a two-day visit to Nepal. The centrepiece of Mr. Watts' visit is going to be the handover of a 13th century wooden temple strut from Ratneswar Temple at Sulima Square to the local community in a ceremony organised at Patton Museum. According to a press release issued by the Australian Embassy in Kathmandu this morning, the Art Gallery of New South Wales has returned the important artefact to Nepal and will be represented at the handover by Director Dr. Michael Brandt. During the visit, Assistant Minister Watts is scheduled to pay a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand and Foreign Minister N.P. South. Australia's Assistant Foreign Minister Watts' visit to Nepal is part of a four-country program that includes his participation in the 6th Indian Ocean Conference in Bangladesh and bilateral visits to Bhutan and India. 3 persons who were injured due to lightning while collecting the valuable alpine herb Yarsa Gumba in Darchula district have been rescued today after 4 days. Chief District Officer of Darchula, Kiran Joshi, informed all of them were airlifted to Nepalganj Medical College on a Nepali Army helicopter at 9 a.m. for treatment. The Nepali Army helicopter from Surkhet failed to rescue the injured yesterday due to bad weather. 3 Yarsa pickers, 18-year-old Mahesh Badal from Duhu Rural Municipality 2, 37-year-old An Singh Mahara of Duhu Rural Municipality 1 and his wife, 30-year-old Manmati Mahara, were injured in lightning at Bias Rural Municipality on Saturday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. New Zealand's Prime Minister has told local media that at least 6 people have died and others remain unaccounted for following a fire in a hostel. Emergency services were called to the 4-storey Loafers Lodge hostel in Wellington just after midnight local time. More than 50 people were rescued from the building, but police said 11 people remain unaccounted for. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins warned the number of dead was likely to increase. The cause of the blaze is currently unknown, but police are reportedly investigating whether it was deliberately lit. The Ukrainian capital Kiev has been subjected to an air attack by Russia, described by one official as exceptional in density. Ukraine said all 18 missiles were shot down and video footage showed air defenses destroying targets over the city. Officials said at least 3 people were injured in the barrage, which used both drones and missiles. Russia has stepped up its air campaign in recent weeks ahead of an expected Ukrainian offensive in the south. This is the 8th attack to hit the capital this month. The Ukrainian authorities believe Moscow's strategy is to exhaust their air defense system, which has been extremely successful in intercepting most of the missiles and drones fired. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, thousands of civilians and combatants have been killed or injured. Cities and towns have been destroyed in the fighting, and nearly 8.2 million Ukrainians have been registered as refugees in Europe, with 2.8 million of them in Russia. The United States has announced it has 1,419 deployed nuclear warheads in its arsenal as it urged Russia to release its data. The U.S. Department of State said it was releasing the information publicly as part of its commitments under the New START treaty, appearing to reverse an earlier decision not to share the data. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty came into force in 2011 and was extended for a further 5 years in 2021. It caps the number of strategic nuclear warheads that the US and Russia can deploy, as well as the deployment of land and submarine-based missiles and the bombers to deliver them. But in February this year, amid a sharp deterioration in relations since Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he was suspending Russia's participation in the agreement. The US and Russia account for 90% of the world's nuclear warheads. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur in a few places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and at one or two places in the hilly region of the rest of the provinces. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi province. At present, there is a general influence of westerly wind as well as local wind over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 14.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29 degrees Celsius with 0.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and Speaker Devaraj Ghimire hold talks at Balwatar. All 10 parliamentary committees under the House of Representatives hold their first meeting today. And at least 6 people dead and more missing in New Zealand hostel fire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.